welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature Entertainment with Fabulous Guys from Us Short. We're going to get into it. What once was... Director, did you write this? I didn't write it down.
Yes, I did, yeah.
So I have writer-director Paige Alexander here. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I have a question. When I watch these kind of shorts with this kind of idea, is this based on a truism? It feels very much real.
Yeah, it's vaguely based on my own experience, but as well, it's not a direct kind of representation of what my experience was. Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask, which character are you then?
I definitely see myself in Abigail the most. I made the film to kind of represent my feelings as like a young queer person in rural New Zealand growing up there, and just the mentality surrounding the topic from where I'm from. And I just wanted to create a character that could really embody the emotional side of what it's like to go through that experience, even though like coming out the other end, it's actually like a positive outcome. Although as a person going through that, you kind of always expect the worst, you know? So yeah, that was my kind of main theme for the short.
Okay, identify as a queer person. Do you find queer cinema now is mainstream?
I think it's definitely becoming a lot more mainstream. I think in the last like 5 to 10 years, it's become a lot more popular, which I think has got a lot of like pros and cons to it. But yeah, there's definitely so much more representation now than when I was like a child growing up and discovering like my own identity. So I think that's really cool.
Okay, you say they're cons. Now, I'm thinking if I was in the queer community, I would want stories being out there, not my own maybe personally, but stories related to what I want to see. So what are the cons you're talking about? I understand what the pros are. You're giving ignorant people, this is what's happening really.
Yeah. I think like the cons might be some potentially harmful stereotypes or just kind of people redoing the same ideas over and over again. I know that there's a lot more like gay or male kind of queer media than there is like lesbian representation or even like bisexual or trans representation. I think that's coming slowly, but it has not been the first things that we've seen in the mainstream. And, you know, there's so many different types of identities and sexualities that are nowhere near being represented yet. So I think there's still a lot of room for growth. I also think that in certain situations where you've got like lesbian representation, it can be kind of created for the male gaze rather than like something maybe created by a woman for women. And I think that as someone who is a queer woman, I can very easily kind of tell when something might be more over-sexualized than it needs to be. But yeah, I think there's a lot of pros to it as well. There's a lot of, I mean, it's so great to see it and have it becoming normalized, but I just think there's still a long way to go.
Well, I will say during this festival and watching a ton of movies for this festival, I've seen more queer lesbian films than I have seen queer male films. So I'll leave it at that. And this year especially, even stuff I do outside of that, I've seen more queer stuff, women stuff than I have met.
Okay.
So I say you guys are definitely being represented this year in my world more than any time else.
Okay, well, I mean, that's good to hear that it's coming up.
Well, I see, but the thing I will argue that I don't see the trans community stepping up yet. I haven't seen their films yet. I'm not saying they're not there. I have not seen them. And I mean, I do anything anybody sends me. So I just want to say, people out there, do them. I don't care what you guys do, do them. So queer cinema, I don't care. Just send it decent and focus. I'll watch it. So let's get into your short a little bit. You have music right off the top.
Yes.
Was that always your plan, just to hammer me with music and sort of set me up for something? Or did you have a different beginning originally?
That was the intended beginning. I kind of wanted it to be a montage to represent like Abigail's childhood and showcase like how much fun she had in her love like her and her father's like loving relationship to kind of show the audience what the stakes are for her. And yeah, I wanted to have very like strong kind of authentic music throughout. So we got that originally composed for the whole film. And I think that that is probably one of like the highlights of the film is the score for it for sure.
Well, in the highlights of your film, you got your project out. Like, to me, that would be the highlight, you know? Because, I mean,
Oh.
the music is part of it, the acting is part of it, but you, as the writer director, are the whole thing. This is your baby.
Yeah, no, it's been very exciting. And with it, I mean, I made it as like my kind of graduate project for university. So it's still like a very much amateur level film. I feel like since shooting that, I've already learned so much more. And there's so much that I would change about it, like technically and all of that. But it was just a really great learning experience. And now being able to put it into festivals and out into the world and get some really positive feedback has just been like incredible.
Okay, you do a slow motion at the beginning. How was fun? Was that your first time doing a slow motion shot, or you always had done that in the past?
I think for me, it was one of the first. I did shoot a film before this one, which hasn't come out yet. It's kind of been a bit of a passion project I put on the back burner, but we did some slow-mo shots in that as well. But yeah, it was definitely a new thing for me.
So I'm gonna ask, is your tell gonna be slow motion? So in your next film, we're gonna see slow motion again. So it's kind of like that's your thing, that you always have a slow motion shot. I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I love a good slow-mo. But I don't know if that's going to be my defining kind of feature of my films yet. I've got a couple other ideas for that.
Fair enough. You have some old footage in here. Who is in the old footage? I mean, I don't think you shot that. I think it really is real footage.
Are you referring to like the beginning, like
Yep,
that
that's
kind of what we
exactly where
talked
I
about?
am.
That's all we shot all of that.
Really?
But I used a process called mixed media animation, which is very manual, and that's how I created all of the like drawn on animation effects. And I literally printed off every single frame of the shots and drew on it myself and then scanned them back in and then loaded them in. So that's why it has that like filmy kind of look to it.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Now, how long was that process?
It took days. I think overall, I probably had about 1,500 frames that I had to like organize, print, like write on, and then scan back in for that sequence. So it was a big process, but that was kind of my final thing. And then the film was finished. So, yeah.
Fascinating. So, who did you get to cast this? So, you said it's a student film, so you have no budget, let's be honest. So, you have an older lady, obviously, and you have some younger people. So, walk me through that.
Yeah, so it was our first time properly casting for anything. So we kind of went about it in the way that we thought we were meant to do. We did hold some auditions, and that's how I found Lauren, who plays the mum, and how I found Beau, who plays Abigail, and then Huia, who plays Maya. I'd worked with her on a project before, and we became like friends. So when I told her that I was directing a film, she was like, "Oh, you have to let me know if there's a role for me." And as I was like starting to get into the final drafts of the script and writing Maya, I was really envisioning her as like the actress for it. So I got her to do a self tape just to make sure. But yeah, I was like set with her. And then for Mark, I really struggled to find a like older male character to play the dad, and it's one of the most important roles in the film. So I really was like trying to be very particular with it. And then my first AD happened to be her dad is like best friends with Mark, so she gave him the script and he really liked it. So he kind of just came on the project like that, which was incredible because He like his performance is just one of my favorites. Like I was so grateful to have him on set.
So you just said favorites. Are you allowed to have a favorite on set? Like, shouldn't you be happy with everybody?
I guess not. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I mean, it was such a small project anyway. Like I loved everyone's performance so much, but I think especially with Mark, because of what he's done in the past, being in like The Hobbit and Mortal Engines, like I was definitely the most nervous to have him on set because I knew what level he was like kind of up to
So you're
professionally-wise.
happy because he's a trained actor, a working actor, as opposed to some of the lesser known people you have in your film.
Yeah, I mean everyone that like I cast has done so many films and has lots of experience, but just differing levels of like what types of projects they've been able to get on and that sort of thing. So yeah, that's I guess why I say that specifically about
So,
Mark.
being this is your second film, how does that feel being a director then, directing such high quality talent?
It was definitely nerve-wracking to say the least. But I mean, I was just trying to be as like decisive about my vision and really as professional as I could be. But I also love being a super collaborative director, like not opposed at all to adapting on the day and just kind of working with the actors because I go into it having the impression that they are there, like they're the masters of their character. They know the character as well as they possibly could. So if they have any ideas or insights, or if they want to change something about the character or play it slightly differently to what I imagined, I'm so happy to let them have that free rein. And I normally end up liking the performance even better because they know what they're doing and I just trust them with that. So once I got on set and like got to work with Mark a bit more, and he's just so lovely, like, and he just brought so much to the character. So I think I like calmed down a little bit after shooting with him for a day or two, and I was like, okay, like we can do this. And I think he's done a lot of like student films before, so it wasn't like completely out of what he's normally used to. So that was good.
The house location, where did you find it?
So the main, there are actually three locations.
Okay, I was going to ask you about two of them. I figured there were two for sure. So okay. Walk me through all of them then.
So the main house with the kitchen scene and the dining room scene and the outdoor scene between Evelyn and Abigail, that was all shot at my neighbor's house, like my parents' neighbor's house, because we all live out in the countryside and she's just got the most like eccentric, rural, like country looking home. So it was great because again, we had such a little budget. So trying to set up a house, like we didn't have much budget for art department or anything like that. So we didn't even really need to dress the set because it was already kind of set up how I envisioned it. And then for the driveway scenes, we shot it at a different house further down the road. Initially, I was hoping to use that as like an external location and shoot the house that was there as well because it was just like such a beautiful, pretty little farmhouse. But consulting with my DOP, like the shots just didn't quite line up properly once we got to the edit, so we couldn't really use the exterior shots there. But that was kind of my initial plan. And then the bedroom scene is shot at my childhood house in my brother's bedroom, just because it was like a smaller, kind of more contained environment so that we could dress the set a lot easier.
Okay, let's talk about house set dressing. I love this, one of my favorite topics. What did you do to the bedroom? Obviously, it's a boy's bedroom, you just told me. And not saying girls can't wear boys' clothes, I'm just saying you have a certain look you need. What did you do to change that on your limited budget, other than just adding girl clothes?
It was pretty bare to start with. It pretty much just had like a couple single mattresses, and that was basically it. So we just kind of used, I mean, our tiny budget. We got a lot of things like from op shops or like secondhand stores, or just got gathered things that the crew already owned. So a lot of the like little bedroom decorations all of the furniture, the lamps, all of the like blankets and bean bags and stuff. Those were all things that we all kind of already owned, or we kind of borrowed it from our own childhood homes. And then we got our art department to draw a bunch of like childlike pictures and that sort of stuff to just kind of mess up the room and make it look like some little kid has just been like living in here for years and years. So yeah, that was kind of how we achieved the look.
So, with working with such a little budget, did you tell the actors what to wear, or did you have some clothes set aside, or did you look for clothes for them? How did that work?
We did kind of a mixture. We did ask the actors if they had any clothes that fit the aesthetic of each of their characters, and luckily a lot of them did. And then some of it is my clothes or like the crew's clothes. Like the top that Maya wears is one of my tops. So we didn't spend any budget on costume. We just I think we had to spend a little bit on hair and makeup, but for the most part, that was pretty much stuff we could wrangle together ourselves.
So you have to feed these people, and I know that might be difficult too on a budget. How do you feed them?
Yeah. So for that, luckily, since we were using like my childhood house, my mum was a big part of the project and she was able to help with catering. So we did put a bit of budget towards like craft services and catering, but then she was the one that kind of was able to do the majority of it, which was so helpful.
I thought maybe your mom would just go,
So
here,
yeah,
take
they
it.
got. Yeah. Yeah, no, she was so helpful. And I think yeah, she kept the crew very happy being able to give them like nice good meals on our long shoot days.
So, how is shooting at night?
It was interesting, especially because it was June when we shot. It was kind of getting into winter. So it was very cold. And yeah, definitely like one of the more challenging shoots being like outside in the cold at night. But we just did a couple test shots and kind of just went for it. We didn't have any major issues with it. I think it was just like everyone getting pretty cold and trying to keep the morale up in that case.
So the film is done. You're showing the film to your friends. I presume some of them may be queer. Maybe I'm reaching for that. How did they feel about it? Did they relate to it, or they didn't have this experience, or they said, job well done?
Yeah, I think it was yeah, pretty positive like reception. Luckily because I was working on it as a uni project, I was able to get a lot of my friends who were also in my degree to work on it. Because we had to go through multiple stages of like pitching and things to our entire year group. And a lot of my friends who were working on the project were queer as well. And we had a like majority woman team. So they were all like just so excited from the get-go to be able to make something like this. And yeah, had yeah, pretty positive response for the final product as well, which was really cool.
Awesome. Okay, we're moving on to fun questions. Your favorite film?
Oh, at the moment, I would have to say oh, such a tough question to answer. I really love Edgar Wright's films. Like, I love Baby Driver. I think that's an awesome film. I love how
That
the music like hits all the beats of that film.
is
So
one of the
good.
best edited films I think I've ever seen. It is perfectly
Oh,
edited.
yeah.
I
It's
really like Baby
incredible.
Driver for that. One actor you work with in
Yeah.
the future?
I would love to work with honestly Rachel Zegler at the moment. Like I think she's so incredibly talented, such a great singer, and I think like as a person she has such like a positive personality. Like I would love to have that energy on set.
So we're doing a musical next then?
Probably but I don't know, just off the top of my head I love her energy.
Just
But yeah,
because you're,
musicals are not really my vibe.
fair enough. Just because you're a little bit younger than me, one film you should have seen by now and you haven't.
I have not seen The Godfather, which I know is like more of like a filmy film bro film, but I
I
have
would say
avoided that so
so.
far.
I would definitely say it's a film bro film. I would give you a better recommendation, Godfather. I'd recommend something like The Conversation for you. I'll give you something more of that. So it's not a bro film. I think it's more of a film film.
Well, I haven't seen that either, so maybe that can
So
be my
there you
answer.
go. Godfather's a big 3-hour chunk, and it is a bro film. I will totally give you that. Conversation is not. Same director, different film. Okay, tell me where they can find your work.
I've got an Instagram account, and I'm also on LinkedIn. So my Instagram account is 222 Productions, and I keep that up to date with all of the film's kind of progress and my future things. So that's probably the best bet.
Thank you for your time and have a great evening.
Thank you so much.